And we're still talking with Misty because she's been so kind to sort of do the whole show with me. Thank you, Misty. hey, there's someone, a woman that emailed a question in, and I wanted you to, you know, I think you could answer this one as well as I could, you know, as a patient. It says, I am a 57-year-old postmenopausal woman in good health and active. However, I have noticed in the last few years that although I have not gained weight, I now have an accumulation of fat around my middle. You're not in that category, so don't go there. But she absolutely despises it. And I've also been cursed with, and this is where, you know, I think, you know, you could add some great input to. And then she's cursed with a sweet tooth, which unfortunately she still finds very difficult to deal with. She just can't seem to avoid sugar. She's considered hypnosis to make craving for sweets go away, if that's possible. Can you tell me what I should do to eliminate this unsightly and uncontrollable fat? Thanks, Marie.
I can.
Yeah. Well, all right.
And actually, I can relate to it because before I went on the program, I had been accumulating extra fat around my middle that I never had before.
Yeah.
And it's, what is this? And once I started on the program, and I didn't necessarily need to lose weight, but I did.
Right. That was a, it was a side effect.
It was.
Of being healthier.
Well, and the really interesting part was that, you know, I lost like 12 pounds. Okay. That was all fine and wonderful. But it didn't even stop there. It was the, you know, the scale showed, yes, that I had lost the poundage, but then I continued to lose inches for several months afterwards.
Right, and the weight kind of sort of stayed the same.
The weight was exactly the same.
Right, right. And it, right, right.
The cells were releasing all of these toxic crap.
Exactly.
And, you know, I no longer had, I could get my rings on again. I wasn't having the swelling.
Wow.
And all of that fat around my middle went away.
And so did all your symptoms too, right? I mean, the result of all this is your symptoms have been gone for a while.
Well, yeah, the symptoms had gone earlier on, but there continued to be changes for several months afterwards, and there's still this changes going on.
Isn't that interesting? And so you know, when we talk about program, and what we're really talking about is an individualized nutritional healing program, right?
Correct.
That's what we're talking about. Well, and the way to get that done is you've got to get evaluated.
Well, and my husband's also started on the program, and he started like 6 months after I did.
Mr. Never Meant a Donut He Didn't Like.
That's the one.
Sugar.
He, talk about the sugar fiend. He was the sugar fiend.
Oh my God.
I mean, I didn't know
what sugar
hid it from me, how much sugar he was actually eating. You know, he'd have a donut in the morning. He always had candy on his desk.
Oh my God.
And so for him to stop eating sugar
is unbelievable.
Right.
I mean, this is a cataclysmic experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But he doesn't have sugar cravings.
No.
And he also doesn't have nosebleeds anymore.
That's
unless
exactly
he gets into.
Right. He was having three nosebleeds a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I have a coworker who was absolutely a sugar fiend, and that was one of the things that she was really concerned about. And she would say how it controlled her.
Right.
Absolutely controlled her.
And now?
None.
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 Zero zip. Sugar cravings gone.
You know, I told her, I said, you know, once you're off of it, it's not a big deal. You won't notice it. And she was pretty skeptical, but now she realizes, she says, you were right. You know, once you get off that sugar and don't. And don't use it for a period of time.
And find out what your barriers to healing are and nutritional deficiencies.
And supplement the things that your body needs.
Right.
Then it's no longer an issue.
So quickly, what would you, I guess we're running out of time. Quickly, what would you recommend to people who really want to take control of their health? For real. No.
Well, first of all, you got to get evaluated.
Yeah.
Because everybody is different. What's good for me is not necessarily good for somebody else, and
right.
vice versa. So that's the beginning. But I think the most important thing of all is that you have to be ready to make changes.
Absolutely.
This is not a diet. This is not a short-term thing. This is a lifestyle change.
Yes.
You have to be mentally ready to do that.
And ready to be healthy.
Well, that's the payoff.
That's the payoff. Misty, thank you so much for spending the time this Sunday. I really, really appreciate it. I know we're going to help somebody.
Okay.
I know we are. Thanks, Misty. Say hi to Mike.
I will.
All right.